Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS. It's brought to you by Geico. Great news. You can save a bunch of money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. So the NL wild card is tomorrow night, 8:08 Eastern time in D.C. Wednesday night, Tampa and Oakland at the dump in Oakland, 8:09 East, 5:09 West. So they'll be playing in the sunlight in California in the Bay Area. By the way, Scherzer, four appearances in the playoffs, all losses. How crazy is that? Can you believe that? The guy never, he loses every time he pitches. 0-4. Guy doesn't win. Highest paid pitcher, right? Is he not like one of the highest paid in baseball? And he never wins when it matters. That's all there is to it. All right, so Thursday, you got two game ones, St. Louis, Atlanta, and then let's say, I think the, obviously the winner of the wild card against the Dodgers. So there you go. That's Thursday. And then Friday, you've got the, I think the Tampa A's winner against the Astros. And then game two, Cardinals, Braves. Game one, Minnesota Yankees, and then you got the winner of the wild card against the Dodgers game two. So four games on Friday, and then Saturday, I believe there's two games, and that'll be Minnesota and the Yankees and the wild card winner against the Astros. So there's your schedule. The Angels have fired Brad Ausmus after one season. What, they have their worst season in 20 years? So they fired him?
Something like that.
David Ross has interest in succeeding Joe Maddon. I guess he's unfazed. They always give these catchers these manager jobs. No experience necessary. You just get it. It doesn't matter. If you're
caught in the major leagues, you can be a manager.
If you caught in the major leagues, you're going to be a manager. And if you can let Theo Epstein tell you what to do all day, you get the job. That's what's going to happen to David Ross if he gets that job. I just do not have a good feeling about that at all whatsoever. But like you said, Aaron Boone did it, and he's won 100-plus games 2 years in a row. So he's who's laughing now? Anthony Rendon offered a 7-year, $210 to $215 million deal by the Nationals. Will he take it, or does he think he's worth $300 million?
I mean, honestly, that's a lot of scratch for Anthony Rendon. I know he's good, man, but
He's not as good as Machado.
This isn't really
going to
be the second year in a row where the Nationals offer some guy big money. And isn't that more than they offered Harper last year? Didn't they only tech those rumors said they only offered Harper $200 million?
No, they offered him $300 million.
That's right, the three. It was three. I knew it was a nice round number.
So the final regular season game of the year is over, and the draft order is thus: the Tigers, Orioles, Marlins, the top three, Royals four, Jays five, Mariners six, Pirates seven. Padres, Rockies, Angels, 8, 9, and 10. There's your draft order. I'm sure the Pirates will do a great job of drafting a great pitcher, and his arm will fall off in 3 years.
Or they'll trade him.
To the Astros. Or the Rays. Didn't they give up Glasnow? And then they kept the guy that's arm fell off, and he's in the hospital. They love him. He's great. He eats hospital food. Everyone, it's weird. He just loves Jell-O. Vontaze Burfict suspended for the rest of the season for his hit on Jack Doyle. Was he an Irish cop in a movie on Netflix? Jack Doyle? No? There you go. How long will the Chiefs stay unbeaten is one of the questions. Johnny in Pennsylvania, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, it's been like a year since I called you, and, man, I see you're just so brutally honest. That's why you keep it real when you speak to us. You speak from your heart. I think that's why I love your program
Thanks.
So much. But anyway, I bet a bet of a lifetime on the Chiefs over 10.5 wins for the season. It's the biggest bet I ever made,
right.
And I'm wondering what you think of it. I mean, I'm already in, done. Bought the tickets 5 days before the season started because every time I kept going to them, they kept telling me they were more favorite and more favorite.
Right.
So I want to know what you think of the play.
Well,
they got to win 11.
Yeah, you got to win 11. I think they'll win 11 games. I think they'll win 11, 12, 13 games at least. I do. I don't think that's undoable. They're a really good team. Their defense has issues, but they have a great quarterback, and they find a way. Even when their best receiver's out, they win. So for me, barring injury, they win too much to not be able to win 7 more games. They're already 4-0, right?
They're a quarter of the way there. They're more than a quarter of the way there.
Quarter of the way. They played 4 games. They won all of them. So you'd have to think, listen, if they go the rest of the way, they win 2 in the next 4, that's 6. 2 in the next, that's 8. And then they got to win 3 of 4 to win. To me, 2-2 and 3, they can do.
The AFC's awful this year. They're going to win 12 or 13 games.
Yeah,
I'm glad to hear that because what they did was they made it a favorite play. I bet 900 to win 650. They made it a favorite, high favorite play.
Right. Oh, obviously, because they're a good team. So you bet 900 to win $650.
Correct.
Well, I think you're golden, and I think you'll make it. That's my guess. So there you go. Zach in Green Bay.
Pharrell, how are you?
Hey, Zach.
Hey, man. I am just I'm wondering about the Pac-Dallas game coming up. Big game. Big rivalry for us here in Green Bay. The Packers defense looked like Swiss cheese last week, my friend, against the run. And I'm wondering, do you think they can do it? Any chance whatsoever?
Oh, I think they have a chance for sure in the game because you have Aaron Rodgers. You have a chance in every game. So, but look, Dallas did not look good last night on offense. Zeke Elliott did absolutely nothing. Dak didn't do anything. So my guess is that they're going home. And they certainly play better at home. And I think they're a good team to begin with, the Cowboys. And my guess is they'll play a lot better Sunday than they did this week. So, the Saints came up big on Bourbon Street. It is what it is. Go home, win the game. I think that they'll do that. The number's like 3.5. That gets a little sketchy because, you're talking about a 60-minute affair when you got Aaron Rodgers standing on the other sideline. You got to deal with backdoor no matter what. He could win the game outright or backdoor in terms of betting. But, I'm leaning toward Dallas on that game. I'll be honest with you, but I was looking before. I don't have it in front of me right now, but, that 3.5, that might be the difference, that hook. It could be the difference if it's a really good game. What is that? I have to look. Is that a Sunday afternoon game or something in Dallas, late afternoon? I just want to look. I have it right here. Hold on. So that game is at, 425, and the number's 3.5. Listen, you got to deal with Aaron Rodgers. That's all there is to it. I'll give you that their defense looked bad. But so did the Rams. My guess is that both of those teams play better defensively this week than they did Sunday, right? I mean, you just think they're just going to keep playing bad defensively or that they're going to work on it, fix it. There's leaks in the boat, fix them, right? I don't think that it's the out of the question that they could both turn their defenses around this week. But, look, I still like, Dallas at home is, tough to beat. And the Rams are on the road in Seattle. Now, Mavi has said it. The Seattle's defense looked great yesterday. But they look great against a crappy team, okay? I got to be honest with you. I thought that was some of the easiest money I've made this year yesterday, betting on Seattle heavy against Arizona. It's obvious that they have figured out Kyler Murray now here. He played a couple good games and covered, and then since then it's been a disaster, right? So they look like they've hit a wall. Paul in Buffalo on 1270, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scotty, what's going on, dude? Missing home a little bit. Could you pour me a blue light, sir?
Yes, sir. Get him a freshie, shake out. Ooh.
That's my boy. All right, so I got two questions for you. I want to talk about my Bills, but let me ask you this first. Is King Felix a surefire Hall of Famer, even if he goes somewhere outside of Seattle and doesn't have success like he hasn't had in the past couple years?
Well, I think that he's definitely got a shot at the Hall of Fame based on his career and how much, people love him, right? And then he never was a jerk, right, to the media. It's simple. These guys, they hold grudges. That's all there is to it, right? Carver High, like some of these writers, if they don't like you, you're doomed.
Yeah, that's always a problem.
He's not a problem.
He's not really one of those guys. He's going to be one of these first guys of this next generation that where is the new bar going to be set in terms of what numbers do you need to get in the Hall of Fame? Because nobody's getting 300 wins anymore.
Right.
The strikeout numbers, ERA is going to be inflated over for guys who have pitched over the last 20 years. I mean, look, I'm looking at it right now. I'd have to look at his comparables with other guys. I mean, he's 169 and 136. He doesn't even have 200 wins. Now, it's harder to get there in the 3.42 career ERA. I mean,
but all of it in the American League.
2,500 strikeouts. He's got a lot of Ks. I mean, he's got 200 strikeout seasons. He's got a lot of those.
How many does it say how many all-star teams he was on and all that stuff?
Six all-star teams. I believe he has one Cy Young.
I mean, it's a really good question. It's a close call. It's very close.
As far as him pitching somewhere else, I don't think it matters if he pitches anywhere else because
it'll just pad it even more.
Well, he sucks now. I mean, let's be fair. I mean, right. He's not the same pitcher anymore. He was 1-8 this year with a 6.40.
But he can get more strikeouts and he can maybe get a few more wins.
Sure. I just think, unfortunately for him, and he's only 33, but I think he's gassed.
Don't think anyone will give him a job at all?
Maybe, but I don't think that he's going to be anywhere near the pitcher right. He once was. I think he's
I think
shot.
That, I think I that's think pretty obvious. Now, what did you want to say about the Bills?
So let me. I guess my only question about the Bills is: did we learn that they can compete this weekend, or was it just because Tom Brady had the worst start that he had since 2006? And
because
there was a lot of mistakes.
I mean, get real, Paul. They did it to him. What do you think? He just had a bad day because the sun was in his eyes or something? He got a bad day because they beat his ass. Okay, let's just get real here. They got a great defense. They shut him down. I can't even believe you just said that to me because he just had a bad day and we should all just – I mean, come on, bro. You didn't even watch the game. I mean, did you even watch it? He did nothing against that defense. It's the first time he looked like subhuman since – I mean, I don't even know when. How about never? And it seems like over the last several trips up there, he's gotten progressively worse. His last one was like 225. And now, you know, he's been averaging up there under 250, and then this one was way under 250. It was what, 155?
Well, the last 2 years with McDermott obviously being in town, he had more picks than TDs. 3 touchdowns, 4 interceptions against the Bills. Add 1-1 to each of them, so now it's 4 touchdowns and 5 picks.
Fewest points allowed in a team's first 4 games since 2000. It's the Patriots with 27. That they've allowed. But how about the Dolphins in 2000? They allowed 22 points in the first 4 games. Colts 26, Broncos 26. Those were in 05, 09. 2001, the Packers 27 points, and the Patriots 27 points this year. There you go. And then Mitch Trubisky not expected to play against the Raiders. Bears Raiders in London on Sunday. Team eyeing a return after the bye week. Bears next game after London is October 20th against the Saints. Do you give the Bears a chance against the Raiders in London with Chase Daniel running the team?
Yes, because that defense is incredible. You saw what they did against Minnesota yesterday where they didn't even need a quarterback. They just made the Vikings look feeble.
Right. I don't know. The Raiders just burned me alive on that Colts game.
They did, and this will be the third game of a very long trip for the Raiders. In Minnesota last week, in Indy yesterday, and now all the way to London. And Khalil Mack, basically all he talked about after the game yesterday was
he
wants to eat the Raiders alive this week. And that's one guy that I don't want on my bad side.
He reminds me of Ferguson from Fast Times at Ridgemont High after they screwed his car up, his Camaro. Maybe his Firebird, whatever it was. And then he was all fired up for the game, and then he lit people up and had like 1,000 tackles. The Vikings have a Kirk Cousins problem. We'll talk about it. Even their own receivers say he sucks without naming him. But we all know when they're talking about we need a quarterback that can throw the ball, who they're talking about, right? They just don't want to say his name because that'll make you look like a bad teammate. But what they're really trying to say is that Kirk Cousins sucks. What a revelation for all of us to know that he sucks. We've known he sucked ever since he's been in the league.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, don't forget PharrellOnTheBench.com. I just keep raking for you, honest to God. Sunday and Monday, 71% of the NFL spreads I hit. I went 10-4 in spreads, bruh. 64% college football winners on Saturday. I hit my top 5 ranked plays. All my picks are ranked. 7 of my top 8 hit. 8 of my top 10 hit. I mean, my God. Bottom line is I got 2 of them wrong. My 6th pick and my 9th pick. I mean, come on. What more do you want? I mean, you just cannot do better than that anywhere with anyone. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Boom. Sets the standard. Boom. Sign up. Boom. Hide the money from your wife. I have to say, one of the teams that has surprised me, Carver High, is the Panthers. Kyle Allen lighting it up on the road against the Texans. Now, I just do not understand at all. I cannot read or even fathom what I'm watching when I watch Bill O'Brien's team. One week they look great. One week they're unstoppable. Deshaun Watson and Hopkins are unstoppable. And now they can't beat the Carolina Panthers in Houston. And they beat them 16-10. It was ugly, but they beat them.
Yeah, they're kind of like all the other teams in their division, right? Like, we talk about the Titans that way, that the Titans seem to play better against good teams. And the games you think Houston and the Titans are almost the same in that way. And you really don't know what the Colts and the Jaguars are every week, but... Man, we left Carolina for dead. Everybody did. They lost those 2 games at home to start the season. Newton got hurt. They were going on the road to Arizona and Houston. You figured they're 0-2. The season's over. They come home with 2 road wins, and they're back in the mix.
I mean, it's
unbelievable. With Allen playing quarterback.
And what did you think? And I got burned on that game alive at the stake. And the other game that burned me, I went with the Broncos to win their first game at home, and they were up 14-0, right?
Yep.
And they
Minshew.
Was that right? What was it? No, it was.
They were up double digits.
Was it 17-3? They
maybe
were up.
17.
They were up 14.
But they
points.
Were winning the game, and I was actually on the Jaguars yesterday, and I thought the game was done at 17-3. I said, forget this. I took a shot on the kid because I think you know how I think about the Broncos. I think they stink.
They're terrible.
And sure enough, in the second half, here come the Jaguars. Broncos retake the lead, and then the Jaguars go right back down the field.
Did you think? Let me ask you this question: do you believe that because you saw him get hurt, Minshew, and his knee just buckled,
right?
And then he was limping really bad. Not only the next play or two, but also at the end of the game when they won, when the guy kicked the field goal, did you see him run out on the field? He was totally limping badly. Do you think he hurt his knee in the game and he's got a knee injury? Because I do.
It's possible.
I do.
It's possible.
They can't afford to lose that kid. I'm telling you that much right now. But right now, Jacksonville looks really tough. And then we all know the Saints beat the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Andrew was at the Denver game. Remember, this is the guy that was – she said he had to fly home at halftime and not stay at the game. And we told him to stay at the game. Andrew from Alaska, what happened?
I stayed, and I saw Minshew magic. Holy moly, dude. Like, Pharrellin, are you kidding me? That was epic.
But you're a Denver fan, right?
No. I'm a Jaguars
fan. Oh, you're a Jags fan. So there you go. You're very excited.
Well, you know, I heard you guys say this is the moment of a lifetime. He better not leave. And I'm watching the clock tick down, and I'm looking at my phone and my flight, and I kept repeating, roll over, Rober, which is exactly what you said.
That's right.
I stayed at that game and watched that epicness because Pharrell told me and gave me the confidence too.
So what happened? What happened when you went home?
I made the flight, man, so she wasn't mad.
Oh, well, then you went all around.
I made the flight, and honestly, to top the whole thing off, on the tram to the airport, I met James Lofton, Hall of Fame wide receiver.
Wow.
On the tram.
Wow, that's nice. Did you go home and you were nice to Ivor, or did you tell her to have a sandwich?
I didn't tell her to have a sandwich, but I blew a fat hit in her face.
That is awesome. A big old toke? A big old fat toke?
Oh, it was the biggest one I could find, man.
You're my hero, dude. That was great. That's awesome. Listen, there was some of that going on in L.A., I can tell you right now. I almost did a face plant into my dinner at 1 in the morning at a restaurant in downtown L.A. It's just, I was overwhelmed. Sometimes you just get overwhelmed a little bit. Scott in Boston, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up? How are we doing?
Hey.
I don't even know where you're out of. Forgive me.
I'm in your favorite city, New York. I do it from New York City.
New York is a great city, actually.
Yeah, it is.
All right. So, of course it is. And so is Boston. So
they both are.
All right, let me tell you something. Some people are saying the Pats are a bad 4-0 team. They're not as good as their record. Listen to me, okay? I've been watching them
Who says that? But name one person on the face of the earth that said they're not good.
I believe you said earlier.
Oh, please, don't ever put words in my mouth. I never said a bad word about them ever. Jesus Christ is Tom Brady himself. When I go to get baptized, I just go to his house. Tom Brady, Christ, he wins every Super Bowl every year, and I would never, in the face of the world, ever say that they're not good.
Excuse me that I misquoted you.
You got the wrong guy. Yeah, that must be some other Scott you listen to up there.
Now, listen, let me get to my point. I have a good take. I'm telling you right now, you sound like you're a gambler, which is cool, me too. They need to release Gostkowski. This is a fact. The Patriots have scored 14 Super Bowls this year. Super Bowls, listen to me. Touchdowns.
Right.
He's missed 4 extra points. That is ridiculous, and it almost cost them the game yesterday because Buffalo had the ball down 6 with 3 minutes to go.
Right.
If they score, they win the game, where they should, if they score, tie the game. They need to sign some kid out of whatever university. He's got, you know what the yips means? I don't know if that's a local term.
We all know what the yips are. We know everything. I'll help you out, Scott. I'm just gonna hang up now. I don't know this. I don't know that. I said this team sucks, and I mean, I can't even take it anymore. Honestly, dude. Did that just happen? I don't know anything.
And I think it did.
You sound like, where are you from? I've never heard of you before. All the rest. You need to start over, bro. You'll catch up. I was on the other station in town getting double-digit ratings before they moved me over there, and you've never heard of me before. I've only been on for 35 years nationally. I'm nobody, though. I suck. I'm a hack. And you got one good thing right out of that whole conversation. I'm damn good at gambling, better than you, too. Did you hit 71% of your spreads? How about 79%? How about 77%? How about 71%? Those are 3 of the last 4 weeks. Your mother, she wants to go out with me, too, because I hit so many spreads. I'm the gambler. You need to go to bed. Know that. Do I know what the yips are? You give me the yips. It's time for an update. Other than that, I loved him. It's a great city. Both of them are beautiful cities, you have to admit. They get way more snow than us.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Now, as far as the guy in Boston, I will say this. Like, if Bill Belichick thought that Gostkowski was so terrible, he would have cut him already. Because he'll cut anyone. He'll cut his mother. He will cut Bob Kraft if he felt like it. Bottom line is, that guy will cut anybody. He has zero. He's like a lizard. He's so leather. He's a chameleon. He will never put up with failure. I think Belichick actually believes that that guy will turn it around and kick well.
Yeah,
Otherwise, he would have got rid of him already, and I don't believe some young college kid could kick better than him.
No, you don't want to go to an unknown. I think we've seen around the league that having a kicker that has gotten it done and has been there for a while, I get it. He's missed 4 extra points in 4 games.
Bad.
Okay? That is not good.
But it's not the end of the world when you're 4-0.
And if a guy didn't have a track, you know, a history like him, they would be cut. But because he has some history, he's going to get some leeway here, and he's got some time to figure it out. It also helps when you know you win every week. You know, that's it's not like he's cost him a couple of games. Could he have yesterday? Maybe if the Bills could have gotten the end zone, but it did not.
So what do you think of this guy, Cousins? Passer rating in two easy wins, 122, and the loss is 73.4. The last two games at home and favored in both cases, they rode Dalvin Cook and beat up the Falcons and Raiders, the 31-year-old. He completed just 23 passes for 272 yards in those two games because they ran Dalvin Cook down everybody's throat. But he's failed to be anything. 2 weeks after he completed 14 of 32 and threw two picks in a loss to the Packers, he averaged just 6.5 yards per attempt and took six sacks while generating one scoring drive all day against Chicago. The bottom line is, I've been saying this for years, from the beginning. Like, everybody always talks about all his touchdowns and everything. He never wins big games. That guy has been so bunk and so average. I think the greatest thing he's got going for him is obviously his agent, who has he has robbed. Literally, he's like which one was it? Jesse James? Did he's the one that wrote he robbed the bank, right? You know, all the trains and everything. Wasn't he like a train robber? That's what that guy is. He robbed the Federal Reserve for all the money that guy's made stealing from the NFL for his crappy-ass arm. He's just terrible. He never wins when it matters. That's all there is to it. You know you got a problem when your receivers say you suck. That's it. Adam Thielen basically said he sucks. Did he not say that? Did he not say that at some point you're not going to be able to run the ball 180 yards, even with the best running back in the NFL? You have to throw the ball. You have to be able to hit deep balls. That's a nice way of saying you suck.
And that's the thing. It's one thing if you want to the identity they've been going for this year with the new coaching staff, you know, the offensive guys they put in the end of last year is run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. And you have Dalvin Cook, who's awesome, so why wouldn't you? And you have a defense that holds other teams down, so you don't need to air it out and score all these points. Mm-hmm. But when push comes to shove, you have to make the plays, and he never does. He'll put up all his stats when it doesn't matter. When you need the big plays, he chokes. And now even it's more of a glaring thing to see in the season that they're having right now because Dalvin Cook carrying them so much, and then in the end when they need the throws, he's not making. When you're only making 14 or 20, and the big one is the one you need, you got to complete it.
I don't know if you knew this, Carver High, but at the fight the other night when you left, a giant brawl broke out at the Staples Center in the stands right where we were sitting.
Right in our section, right?
Right in our section. Literally in our section, a gigantic brawl with guys and chicks. I mean, everyone, they were all fighting. There was men and women fighting both.
Too bad we didn't stay there.
They all got thrown out, but none of them got arrested. Are you surprised at that?
Whatever, just get him out of the building. Go fight outside.
How funny was it, did you think, that I got to see my old boss after 20 years?
Yes, you were very excited.
He had so many nice things to say about the brass that run this place. How funny was that? Could you believe the things coming out of his mouth talking about this place? I just, like, namely my boss. I thought that was fantastic. It made my day, to be honest with you, because I've been saying that for 25 years. Baker Mayfield says the Browns won't forget critics throwing them in the trash. No one cares, dude, about all your stupid idle threats, bro. Just keep covering for me. I mean, we're going to get everybody back that talk bad about us. We won't forget. Okay, whatever, dude. Whatever, brah.
How about how it didn't take OBJ once again to, take him long to start with his old antics?
He got in a fight again.
He's grabbing the guy, throwing him down by the neck, you know, then he's punching him and somehow doesn't get tossed.
Bradley Chubb's done, huge knee injury. Does it really matter? Yes, it does, because he's like Von Miller and him are the two best players, right? And I got to tell you, I think Joe Flacco, I'm on board now. I'm on the Carver High train. He absolutely is roast beef. He's done. He is roast beef. He's finished. I don't care what you say. They just don't win. I mean, this guy.
Nobody to bring in.
He looks terrible. I mean, honest to God, dude. Alabama jumps to number one after the Clemson close call. You got to give Mack Brown credit, don't you? I just thought he had some huge onions going for it.
And you have to do that. When you're North Carolina, that is your whole season right there. You're not playing for playoffs, anything like that.
Right.
Going for two right there and trying to knock out Clemson, I thought it was a good – maybe call it better play next time. But I did like the onions.
I was just going to say the same thing, identical, because I thought the reaction after the game was who said it? I don't know. Someone said it big, said, have a better play. because that was a terrible play.
Play was awful.
How about the guy trying to stiff arm three guys?
Love the onions, hate the play.
Bad call. That game almost turned the entire season upside down in college football. I mean, I got to tell you, I know we're on down there in, at Clemson and everything and all over South Carolina, but I wanted nothing more than to see them lose that game, honestly. I did have them on the money line to win, but obviously who doesn't, right? The Heisman Five, Hurts, Tagovailoa, Burrow, Justin Fields, and Jonathan Taylor. I got to tell you, I know people will say I'm crazy, but you can't deny Hurts 12 touchdowns. But Justin Fields, to me, 6 touchdowns in the second quarter a week ago. I think he's been incredible. For me, it's Taylor and Fields have been the two most exciting players because they've, you know, really put up huge games.
Right. Taylor, 9 straight games over 100 yards, which is, you know, hard to do in any level, let alone college. And especially in that conference, when you have so many, like, good, hard-running defenses. And, like, the kid feels at Ohio State.
We had remember they used to have a machine that had all of our sound on it years ago when we did a good show?
Yes.
The Mike Leach, remember his fat little girlfriend's clip we had?
Yes.
Well, now he's calling his own players fat and dumb.
Entitled.
I love it. Chris Ash was fired as Rutgers head coach in a shakeup that included the offensive coordinator. Do you see who's coaching him now? The high school coach from Bergen, Bergen Catholic.
And it's funny, they're going to...
Nunzio Campanelli. That guy's a legendary high school coach in Jersey.
They're banging on Schiano's door again to go back there. Honestly,
oh, are they really?
Probably wouldn't be a bad move for either of them.
I think
he's
should.
The only guy who's ever done anything
he
there.
He should go back there.
And who else is hiring him?
He has no job. He should go back there tomorrow.
Yeah, losing 52-0 to Michigan will certainly get you fired.
Well, that was the easiest money I ever made this week, was betting on Michigan. Crosby left a preseason finale with a foot injury. Is he going to be able to go this week in their opener, or is he banged up?
Haven't heard that he's not going.
All right. Tomorrow night we'll rank all those goalies and forwards. How's that sound? Does that sound like a plan? What do you think of the Green Day deal with the NHL? They're going to play the Wednesday night song. Like, is that like Faith Hill has the Sunday night song?
Whatever. It's better than some of the hacks that they bring up.
You excited for J-Lo and Ciara? Who is it? J-Lo and some Shakira in the Super Bowl.
I stopped watching a long time ago. It was the Super Bowl halftime.
Palm Springs will serve as the Seattle AHL affiliate. A little hockey in the desert.
6 California AHL teams now or something like that.
I love it.
There's a ton of teams.
I love it. Move to California. That's what we should all do. That's what I'm thinking of doing if I become the Padres manager. Odds to win a World Series, Astros 9-4, Dodgers 3-1, Yankees 4-1. Everyone else doesn't matter. Heat and Spoelstra, a new long-term extension. Porzingis feels better than I've ever felt in my life. I love when guys say that. It's the best I've ever felt my entire life. I will say this much about him. You know why I did that story today, Carver High? Why do you think? He looks huge. Did you see this guy? I don't know if you've seen a video or a picture of him doing an interview. The guy looks like he gained 50 pounds of muscle. He is ripped out of his mind. He looks fantastic. He was such a skinny rail. He's such a wussy.
He'll be hurt by January.
Ooh. Problem.
Of course, he feels the best he's ever felt. Like, the guy's been playing like year-round since he was probably like 8, and he had a whole year and a half off.
Well, I know, but I'm telling you, he weighed 140 soaking wet. The guy looks like 230 at least, and he got muscle. He built his upper body and his chest. The guy looks mammoth compared to what he was in New York. He was an absolute – he would have blown away on a windy day. He'd have to hold on to a telephone pole. Careful. The only people that can do that are Flash and the Green Arrow. Clippers Media Day, Kawhi and Paul and top interviews. Very excited. They both are interested in playing in the Olympics. Who isn't after they got their ass spanked in the Worlds? California defies the NCAA as my buddy. You remember he's been in here before to do the show live. The governor, Gavin Newsom. I remember, do you think he pretends like he doesn't know me now after he became the governor? Because when he wasn't the governor, he was like friends with us. Do you remember that? Now he's the governor. He signed into law the Fair Pay to Play Act. They're going to play college athletes now in their game, and they're going to pay them for their likeness and images. They're going to pay college athletes. How do you think Ed O'Bannon feels now, finally, after all these years? After he got, remember he sued the NCAA? Took forever. But now they're going to pay college athletes. You know what that's going to do? I don't care what anybody says. It's going to change recruiting. You can go to California and play college athletics now and get paid. Here's the deal. You better be really good because anyone that's average isn't going to get anything, right? If you're Zion Williamson and you were playing at USC, let's say, you're going to make fat. You'll be the one that gets the money. No one else, right? That's how it's going to work. Only superstars are going to get paid, right? Because do they do likenesses and images of no names and average players? No. Only superstars will make the money. September 30th of 82, Cheers debuted on NBC. It ran 11 seasons and 270 episodes. How about them apples? It's great. You know what? I didn't have time really to talk about college football. The best play I thought was Ohio State beating Nebraska's ass. The governor trying to sell us that Nebraska's going to win the national championship. I keep telling Nebraska, go back to the Big 12 because you suck in the Big 10. Know that. Auburn continues to roll. That team is lethal. Wisconsin won but didn't cover. Notre Dame looked good. Didn't they have like five turnovers? They looked good, I thought.
Played well.
Washington got it done and covered against USC. Utah won. Michigan won. UCF won. A&M won. Barely over Arkansas. They didn't cover. Oklahoma State won over Kansas State.
And Arizona sneaked that game out over UCLA.
How about Indiana? I gave you in the 14 against Michigan State with a cover. We'll talk more about the college games tomorrow night and what's going on this week. Make sure you listen to radio.com, CBS Sports app, SiriusXM app, and ask Alexa, play CBS Sports Radio to hear all 4 hours of the show. Our podcast comes out tonight on Twitter, at Scott Ferrell, at On the Bench CBS, and tomorrow, and on Facebook, / Ferrell on the Bench for Carver, Iron Mafia. I'm Ferrell. Good night.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.